Jerry Bader Show 950. One other thought about watching football. The James Earl Jones, Malcolm McDowell spots, they're not doing it for me. You think those are funny, Jason? I know what they're trying to do. It just is not working for me. It just, the hottiest, hot, hot, hottie. The favorite one is a friend request. Like, dude, come on, man, that one. You know what I'm wondering about that one? At the very end, Malcolm McDowell says, "You made me this way." I'm wondering if that's a not-so-veiled reference to A Clockwork Orange. Don't know if you've ever seen the movie. Classic movie. Not classic, but a Stanley Kubrick classic about a futuristic, ultra-violent society, which is kind of where we're at right now. And it's just, I wonder if that's a reference to that, because they put him through therapy to try to make him less violent or non-violent, and it doesn't work out so well. I don't know. Those just aren't working for me. Oh, yeah, I did know that Brett Favre, offensive coordinator for the high school team in Mississippi, they won Class 6A title game. I wonder if that's as small a school as that would be in Wisconsin. That'd be a pretty small school. He looks like Santa Claus, by the way. Have you seen Brett Favre lately? He's got a big old gray beard. He looks like he's 70. Brett Favre is 8 years younger than I am. And he looks ancient, but yeah. And he said it wasn't the Super Bowl, but it was close. Well, good for him. I mean that. No, I do. I mean that sincerely. Good for him. And did you hear what Troy Aikman said about it? Of all the guys in the NFL that I would go into coaching, Brett Favre was the last guy. Yeah, I can kind of see that. Hey, he doesn't need money, and if he loves doing it, it's like Forrest Gump mowing the church lawn. You know? I mean, except this is something, and I'm not saying he's dumb like Forrest Gump. That's not what I meant. He has his moments, but that's not what I meant. He's had his moments, but that is not what I meant. No, we don't need examples of his Gumpian-like behavior. We don't. No, I don't want to sour this, because I am. I am happy for him. By the way, speaking of looking like Santa Claus, there is an ad that's running during football games that I love. Chevy has done this for the past several Christmases. This nav is great for my trips up north. Where up north? Akron. Oh, Akron is nice this time of year. I'm great with kids. I didn't like that campaign at first. A couple of years ago. They've been doing, it took me a while to get the hang of it. I didn't like the I'm Mayhem campaign at first, because I didn't get it. When you figure out what's going on, it's just absolutely brilliant. I have been in a debate with a liberal relative over, of all things, the stock market. He has heard me say that the current stock market is artificial. It's not real. It's based on the easy money policies of the Federal Reserve. It is not based on an economy with strong underpinnings. It just isn't. And when the artificial stimulation goes away, the hovering around 16,000 and 4,000 and for the very indices is also going to go away. That is looming much sooner than you might imagine. And I like the way the Wall Street Journal puts it today, Federal Reserve officials face a delicate decision at their policy meeting this week, with stronger economic figures and a Washington budget deal adding fuel to the debate over whether to pull back on the signature bond buying program. This is essentially the money printing program that has made it undesirable to put your money almost anywhere else, so people are investing in the stock market. And the stock market has, obviously, It's down of late, but for the year, what is it up? 24%? I might be off on that a little bit, but it's in that neck of the woods. Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke in June set out a three-part test based on employment, growth, and inflation for reducing the $85 billion in monthly bond buys. He said the Fed's policy committee wants to see progress in the job market supported by improving economic activity and an inflation rate rising toward its 2% target. And a lot of people don't realize that. It's amazing the number of people that don't realize for a healthy economy, you do need some inflation. The argument, though, is the way that that inflation is measured takes out the basic staples, food and gasoline and so on, and that actually there had been a lot of inflation, but those aren't measured. It's the durable good type stuff. But in that overall inflation number, you want it right about that 2%. That's about the number you need. Anything less and anything much more than that, it's a very finely set number. And it negatively impacts the economy if it's not right around there. If the incoming data are broadly consistent with this forecast, the committee currently anticipates that it would appropriate to moderate the monthly pace of purchases later this year, Mr. Bernanke said at a news conference. Recent data shows progress on the first two criteria, but not the third. The inflation rate has been persistently below the Fed's objective and reflects weak consumption and wage growth, which bode poorly for the economic recovery. But the question is, how long can they keep doing this? Now, here's what's going to be the acid test here. If this week they send any indication that they're going to start peeling back on this anytime soon, you know, that even just not end it entirely, but just start weaning. If the markets go into a full jitter, then you'll know exactly how artificial this is. Now, they may not go into a full jitter right away because there has been talk of doing this before and the markets went into full jitter and Bernanke changed his mind. But this will be interesting to see. I continue to say this is a completely artificial market. And every time I do that, I have people who are in the stock market, brokers, who email me and tell me I'm full of crap. Stocks aren't overvalued, blah, 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 blah. The market is artificial because the things that drove it to these numbers are artificial. U.S. Senator Ron Johnson will vote for the budget deal. He will join us in 8 minutes to explain why. It's 9:58.
Join the Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.